What in the hell am I about to look at?
Hi. What a day it's been so far. I was in at Walmart and this really nice looking guy came up to me. He was pretty young. He's probably my son's age, in his 30s. And he says, "Hey, I love your smile." I said, "Oh, thank you."
You notice she said a very good looking guy. Those are the only guys that they care about. The only guys that they see. The only guys that they have any value for, it seems to me. Why the hell am I rhyming? Look, anyway. And she seems to be smitten about it. If he was average looking, do you think she'd be smitten about it? Think she'd be making a TikTok video? Well, maybe, but it'd be for a different reason. It'd be the shame, the creepy guy. But yeah, these are the guys that most women respect. The only guys that most women respect. Either the guys with a bunch of money and status, or the guy who look like, a model. The other 80% of men on earth, they don't really deserve respect. They're to be used as tools or made fun of or talked down to.
"Are you single?" And I was like, "Yes, I am." And then the dreaded question, "How old are you?" And I'm like, 55. And you could just see the poor guy's face. He was so embarrassed.
Women like this need to just be carted off to Mars. Put them in an oxygen bubble on Mars and just forget they exist.
Are you trying to flex that some young, handsome guy didn't realize you were 55 and he thought you were so young that he thought you were his age?
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
I don't even think a stop the cap would be appropriate. This is bigger than stop the cap. AD, just laugh at her for me.
Because I'm probably his parents' age, right? And he didn't know what to say, and I didn't know what to say to let him off the hook. I was like, "Hey, if we were to have sex right now, I probably wouldn't know if I was having an orgasm, a cramp, or a stroke."
What kind of shit is that?
You know that there's something missing.
We have a day of observing everybody on drugs.
Who says that? Seriously, how creepy is that? I don't think he felt like he was left off the hook. He was put on the hook of a more awkward moment. See, the reason she brought up bedroom fun, she was dropping a hint. Women drop those type of hints to dudes who look like models.
I remember one time my boy, he got this girl. He's like, "Yo, Jamal, I'm dating this girl. She's so beautiful. She's so pretty, this and that." He brings her to the gym, introduces everybody. Cool. All right, bet. He's talking to me about, like, if I think she's attractive. I'm like, dude, she's a pretty girl, yes. I don't see her that way now. That's your girl. I'm not looking at your girl like that, dude. If I'm with a girl that I'm, like, in love with, that I care about, I'm not telling you what I'm doing with them sexually so that you can, what, daydream about that shit?
Okay, one, he definitely brought the girl around his boy so he could flex. That's what guys do. I wouldn't do that. If I got a baddie, y'all need to meet her. I mean, y'all can meet her. If you do meet her, cool. I'm not hiding her. But I'm not making a special trip somewhere so I can introduce you to her. If I'm with a woman, it's because I really rock with her. The last thing on my mind is I want to show her off to my friends to show how pretty of a girl I got. Two, your boys ain't your boys when it come to getting pee, especially pretty pee. Now, this is a good sentiment this guy's talking about. Oh, that's your girl, so I don't look at her like that. It sound good. Most guys still gonna look at her like that. And the dudes you think are your friends will be the first one sliding in their DM when they hear about y'all breaking up. So yeah, don't be so quick to introduce your girl to your male friends, your so-called male friends.
So I haven't made a connection with a single person in the last 5 months that wasn't assisted by dating apps. And I've decided to quit dating apps, right? So now I have to talk to people again. Which is giving me incredible anxiety.
I'm telling a therapist this and they don't even know what to say to me.
Fuck, bro, am I gonna be single forever? No mames, wey. Tal vez me voy a morir.
Look, any woman who has to resort to a date nap to find a man when women sell just from walking around, it's a testament to how effed up you are already. So you hopping off the date naps isn't gonna change that. You're still the same effed up woman who was on the date nap.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
And we all know that you could have had success on a dating app if you were swinging in your league. But of course, like most women, you're swinging way out of your league. And I imagine you're going to do the same thing when you go off the dating apps. Try to get guys that are out of your league.
I just want to have sex one more time.
Leave my house. Leave my house. I'm not having sex with you. Leave my house.
Why do you hate me?
Leave my house.
Why do you hate me?
I just got to the gym and it's quite late on a Saturday. There's probably going to be no one in there, but I've actually forgotten my headphones. So I feel like the conditions are quite prime for chatting to somebody. I don't want to though.
Well, look, now y'all know how it feels to be a guy, to actually have to go out in the world and initiate conversations and build up the courage to go talk to a woman you find attractive. You don't like it, do you? Do you feel bad about all the times you laughed at a guy you didn't like that tried to come up to you and talk to you? Nah, probably not.
So I'm an idiot. There's like 3 people in there and everyone else has got their headphones in. I spoke to nobody and did 2 exercises and then I just felt a little bit sad.
So fucking cry, bitch. I don't give a fuck. It's funny, if anything.
Am I the only one who finds it super weird? Fully grown adults sitting on TikTok making rants about their life?
She seems so lost.
It pisses me off. That analogy is perfect.
Tell me
you
again.
There's always with babies trying to tell a bitch with no baby, you should have a baby. You're getting older. You're going to need one. You should get one. Like it's just a purse or some shit. And you got these. It's perfect. Have you ever been out and you see these with a big ass baby stealer purse trying to ask his bitch, oh, you don't have no purse? No. Why not? You should get a purse. You telling me I should get a baby like a bitch trying to tell me I should get a purse.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
I think this woman is doing a favor for humanity by not having a kid. I'm not getting motherly vibes from her. And I wouldn't be surprised if she owns something. That's allegedly. Don't try to sue me.
We have a day of observing everybody on drugs.
Yeah, we don't need no more effed up people walking around. So thank you, ma'am. Please don't have any. Hey, color me judgmental, but I get the vibe from her that she would take care of her purse better than she would take care of her offspring. Is that too far?
Shit, get out of here. I can't take it back if I don't like it. There's no return policies on babies.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. And may God have mercy on your soul.
I also get the vibe that you wouldn't pick a upstanding, responsible man to reproduce with even if you wanted to. You would just be another single mom out here getting pumped and dumped by Pookies and Ray Rays. The next thing you know, you'll be sitting in the car crying on TikTok. So yeah, this is the right decision. Especially with your IQ.
Do you guys think that women can handle the truth?
Yeah, do you think a man can handle the truth?
Yeah. Can a man handle the truth?
Tell me the truth. I'm ready for it right now.
The truth is, you want to pay me $500, I'll suck your d*** right now.
That escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Okay, ma'am, that's $480 too much. Like, who are we kidding? Are people really paying that? Are guys really paying that? Where are y'all, in Vegas? I wouldn't pay this woman $500 to do anything. I wouldn't pay her $500 to put a new roof on my house. $500 for a BJ. Talk about inflation. But you know what? A lot of guys can't handle the truth when it comes to women. A lot of men just can't accept that these broads are 304s. All it takes is a pretty face and a smile when these dudes will fall in love and hand these women over their paycheck every week.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like $100,000.
100,000.
At least $100,000 a month.
200,000 a month.
Probably well over $400,000.
500 grand at the least on the figures.
Like $1 million, $2 million.
6 foot minimum.
At least 6 foot.
Something to be under 6 foot.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.